Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading L. Frank Baum's book, The Wizard of Oz.
Chapter 8, The Emerald City.
All right.
The next morning, as soon as the sun was up, Dorothy and her friends started... Dorothy and her friends started on their way. Soon they saw a beautiful green glow in the sky. "That must be the Emerald City," said Dorothy. As they walked, the green glow became brighter and brighter. It seemed that at last they were at the end of their long journey. Finally, they reached the end of the yellow brick road. Before them stood a huge gate covered with emeralds. The jewels glittered in the sun. Next to the gate was a bell. Dorothy rang the bell and the big gate swung open very slowly. Inside was a large room covered with shining emeralds. A little man stood inside the room. He was dressed in all green. Outside was a large green box. At his side was a large green box. He asked Dorothy and her friends why they had come to the Emerald City. "We came here to see the Wizard of Oz," said Dorothy. The man was so surprised at this answer, so they sat down to think. "It's been many years since anyone has come to see the Great Wizard," he said. "I hope that your business is important, because if you have come here for a foolish reason, he might get angry and destroy all of you." But the Scarecrow assured the man that they had come on very important business. Then the small man explained that he was the guardian of the gate, and only he could take
the what? He was the what?
The guardian of the gate, and only he could take them to see the Great Oz. But before they could enter the wonderful city, everyone had to put on green glasses. The guardian of the gate explained that the glasses would prevent him from being blinded by the brightness of the Emerald City. He carefully unlocked the box and fitted everyone, even little Toto, with a pair of green glasses. Finally, they were all ready to enter the gates of the Emerald City. I want to read that part again. The guardian of the gate, and only he could take them to see the Great Oz. But before they could enter the wonderful city, everyone had to put on green glasses. The guardian of the gate explained that the glasses would prevent them from being blinded by the brightness of the Emerald City. He carefully unlocked the box to fit everyone. And fitted everyone, even little Toto, with a pair of green glasses. Finally, they were all ready to enter the gates of the Emerald City. Ha! I had to redo it because of that funny because of that funny bar.
End of chapter 8. Good night.
Good night.